Well, you're very welcome on back to the show. 91.1 WHFC is the station and the frequency. Fresh Tracks is the name of the program. Matt Terry here with you, and wouldn't you know it, the Earth has revolved around the sun a few more times. I'm always kind of glad that it does that, you know, hope it keeps on doing that for a lot longer. And it's time once again to carve out an hour in your week to listen to local and regional artists. Have an old friend of the show here with me tonight. He's a video game, film, and TV score composer and producer, and he's living right here and working in the Maryland area. And I can't believe that it's been 2 years since he's been here in these studios. Have a lot to catch up on. And it's music and conversation tonight with Andre Shulgach and another artist you've heard before on Fresh Tracks, but we haven't had him here yet. And he's Andre's friend, creative partner, lyricist, writer and musician, and executive producer and project lead for this album we'll be discussing tonight. He's a lover of all things video game music, Jarell Hoover, otherwise known as Omega Sparks. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having us. What's going on, Fresh Tracks?
So welcome back, Andre, and welcome to Fresh Tracks, Omega Sparks. So, fellas, got a lot to discuss tonight here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we? Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
There's a lot going on.
Two new songs, right, from a brand new album called Overdrive. And first, I just kind of want to turn the floor over to Omega Sparks, because this is your first time here on Fresh Track. So again, welcome. And tell me just a little bit, you know, about yourself, Jarell. How did you get into music, and how did you and Andre meet?
Yeah. So I've gotten the music pretty heavy in high school. I was a part of a rap group in high school and a couple of rock bands in college. And I'd say about 10 years ago, I got into the video game music space, writing ceremonial tournament music for one of the largest fighting game tournaments in North America, the EVO Championship Series.
Wow.
And yeah, and so it was really great just being in the culture of esports. You know, esports is taking on a life of its own recently, and featured on ESPN2 and just, you know, selling out arenas and stuff. Like, esports is huge now, video game tournaments. And I was 10 years ago, I was in the thick of it, creating music for one of the biggest tournaments. And that led to, you know, hooking up with Microsoft Studios for the Killer Instinct project on Xbox One. And then it's just a wonderful, beautiful career of just getting more and more into the video game music industry. And I met Andre going on 3 years ago, like two and a half years ago, and we're definitely kindred spirits. So, you know, I love for music, and I think the world of him. He's his creativity and his drive and his passion. It reminds me when I was a little bit younger, and so I've found a sense of a fountain of youth through partnering with Andre here, and we're doing some really creative things.
That creative drive, I want to second that, Andre. You're one of the most industrious guys that I've ever met. And
appreciate it.
And you too, Mr. Sparks there. I mean, my
Thank
gosh.
You.
This music that you both make together. And I mean, and you know, when you listen to it, you know that someone is a really good complement to each other, because I'm hearing the synergy. I'm hearing like the harmony that you guys are making here together. And so let's kind of discuss, just dive right in, you know, to these new tracks. There's this song called Ready, right? This is a pulse pounding gamer score for sure. I mean, you know, you're playing Halo, Call of Duty. Come on. I mean, I can see people rocking out to this, right? I mean, this is just one of those high energy, high octane songs.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the tracks. This is the Ready remix, right? So the first track came out a long time ago. I believe it was 10 years. Sparks, correct me if I'm wrong, but the original version, you know, almost 10 years ago, there was a version of this track that was at the start of that video game music journey for Sparks. And to be able to bring it back in Overdrive, and not only bring it back, but be able to reimagine what it would mean for modern day gaming and the world around esports and fighting games and the fighting game community. It was a really, really exciting idea. And we did this track pretty early on. And as soon as we heard it together and started really thinking about, hey, okay, this is the sound. This is the sound that we're looking for. It became very apparent that, you know, this might not only just be the sound, but this might be one of those motivating tracks that really are used as a foundation for the rest of the album. And what ended up happening is it ended up becoming kind of the theme song of the album that we've been using for all of the marketing campaigns, for the social media content, really using that pulse pounding, high energy first impression to really let everybody know you're going to get something big, you're going to get something grand, and you got to hold on tight because it's going to be a wild journey.
Yes, indeed. I want to second that. You know, the original Ready, it represented kind of the excitement. It encapsulated the excitement of getting into this new genre of video game music, going on 10 years ago for me. And how Andre in the production, how he elevated the original and turned it into the Ready Remix into its own entity, it put a fire in me to really finish and go into this project that we created. It was kind of like the springboard for the rest of the songs, and I'm just very grateful how he elevated the track, and I'm floored.
Skills back against the wall. I'm showing you who's real. Stepping in your grill, ready for the thrill. Hungry like a wolf, I'm going in for the kill. Yeah, this battle's mine. I train and grind over the road. Travel the globe and face my foes. Overcame the dark, the gold, and mark my soul. Unlock the cold, heart of gold. My spark is bold. Electric synergy, send it to any enemy. Discover what's in me, meditate in this energy. In the heat of the fight, I found my identity. Throw your best at me, you still never get rid of me. I'm walking through these old town markets, looking for a worthy opponent, a new target. On a world tour, weather, wind, or beating, I'm reaching my limits, seeking for fighters in every region. Yeah, we're world warriors, daily feeling glorious. Long as we don't quit on ourselves, but victorious. So let our fists do the talking now. Let the announcers speak up and let's start the round. I got to fight, will, hustle, skills. Back against the wall, I'm showing you who's real. Stepping in your grill, ready for the thrill. Hungry like a wolf, I'm going in for the kill. Meditate, destiny's in your face. Slow your heart rate, get a groove in your pace. Nothing else matters, get your soul in the state. Thank your ancestors and all the ghosts of the grace. Fight for your life, hold your positive images. Keep your pride limited, it ain't nothing to scrimmage. With the fire up inside of you, come bleed it and finish it. Release it to the world and watch it come back, replenish you. Feeling all this energy, crossing up to infinity. With the martial arts, I finally found my identity. My fist, whole millennia, it's going back to millennia. To be with me and we can be free forever, we limitless. Feeling all this energy, crossing up to infinity. With the martial arts, I finally found my identity. My fist, whole millennia, it's going back to millennia. To be with me and we can be free, we limitless.
WHFC, the song Ready. It's from the brand new album Overdrive. Well, you're on Fresh Tracks, and we're talking tonight with Andre Shulgach and Jarrell Hoover, a.k.a. Omega Sparks. They've created and crafted this new album, Overdrive, to kick off this summer, June 2nd, right? So this is happening soon, yeah. Guys, right?
It's coming really soon.
This is happening.
Very soon.
I mean, talk to me. I mean, if it's one thing I think that we talked about last time, because I listened to our last interview, and, you know, we talked about finding the right people, you know, and I definitely think that you guys have found each other. I mean, you're the right creatives for one another. And there's other people that you guys have worked with, other artists. Talk to me a little bit about some of these other artists that you've worked with on this album, Overdrive. They're all from different places, right, around the world. Talk to me how this labor of love has, you know, how long has this labor of love of yours taken to develop?
Sparks, how about you take this one?
Yeah. So it's taken a little bit over a year, and it's, you know, from Sweden to Japan to Norway to, you know,
wow,
different,
California. I got Los Angeles.
California, different creatives, producers, and vocalists. It blesses my heart because the level of respect that each artist and producer gave me by giving me their best on this project, it just speaks the world to me. It shows that I really have some great friends in high places that believe in, you know, us and what we're trying to do. And yeah, this is definitely an international affair. It's represented in the creativity and the passion behind these songs.
Yeah. And they're really humble too. I do have to say that as one of the greatest things about the game audio community, and even one of the reasons why I have found myself coming back to it so often, is because the community is filled with so many artists who truly care about the craft, care about each other, and are welcoming with open arms into the space and into the industry. And you know, for many years, you know, going to these different game audio events around the world, like in Tokyo and LA and DC, you meet so many artists, and every once in a while, this conversation will come up where it's like, you know, hey, like, what would it look like if we worked together? It's like, oh, it'd be cool if all of us could just do a big project together. It's like, yeah, right. Well, you know, that's not really how it works. But then it's like, well, okay, well, what if we just did our own big project and then tested that theory? It's like, well, what if we just asked everybody to be on it? And then everybody says yes, and it's like, okay, well, now we have this massive pool of collective artists that all share a common passion and love for music. What can we do with that fire? And the amount of creativity that everybody's been able to contribute to the project in different fields. This is in vocalists in production. It really, really, like, personally, it has blown me away. Because it was something that personally I've been dreaming about for a few years, to imagine what would that look like if I actually got a chance to just create music, do what I love to do, and do it with other artists who also like creating music, and having that be the foundation of what we're doing. Not, hey, how much money am I going to get out of this? How you know, am I going to get famous from this again? You know, like there wasn't a lot of that. And that is such a beautiful thing. And to be able to see the results of that, and to be able to get to this point where these tracks have come together from artists that really have been so open and willing to say, hey, yes, I will give you my time. I will give you my passion to contribute to this vision, because I believe in it too, because it's a shared vision that we're all in this together. That has really, really been an encouraging thing to witness in the industry, and just amongst the development of the project itself.
Doing it because you like doing it. You know, you're not doing this, you know, so you can, like you said, get rich quick. You're doing this because this is something you guys are passionate about, you know, not just the gaming world, but the music side and aspect of it as well. And, you know, when you are playing a video game, I don't know if people, I think they do, but it's something that they take for granted, I think, because the sound of a video game, that is what immerses you inside of that environment. You know, when you're there, I mean, video games are escapist entertainment, and the way that you fully escape is when you're immersed, you know, not just in the visuals. And, you know, of course, there's things like, you know, gameplay mechanics, but it's the aural experience as well. Not just, you know, from sound effects to, you know, the actual symphonic score. And
yeah,
that's what I'm hearing from you guys. You know, this is love. This is passion. And this is the result. You know, tell me, am I right? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, music and sound is the salt to visual arts. You know, you think about your favorite movie. If you wasn't hearing that score behind that movie, even if it's your favorite movie, it loses a lot of its emotional impact. You know,
right.
Music kind of tells us how we should be feeling when a different scene happens in a video game or a movie. And so it's very important. And we take that same love and attention to detail. And when we're, you know, creating this music, because we're ultimately, you know, creating this music to, you know, do two things, put it to the culture, we want this music to be the soundtrack to video gamers as they experience new games coming out like Street Fighter VI. We also want to create this music for video game designers to possibly, you know, pick it up for sync licensing purposes and put it in game. And so we take this very passionately.
I'm definitely feeling that from the both of you, just kind of listening to all of these goodies that you're giving me here tonight. So as a gamer, right, and I think all three of us are gamers, you know.
Yeah, I'd say that's safe to say.
I started back on like the original Super Mario Brothers, you know, arguably the best, you know, 143,000 hours of my childhood. You know, it's all hand-eye coordination, right? It's all hand-eye.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So what are you guys playing as gamers these days?
Oh, gosh.
I'm playing the Street Fighter VI demo in preparation for the game coming out. So the Street Fighter VI comes out on June 2nd as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a love letter then.
It's a love letter to Street Fighter.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It really is. Yeah. So I'm actually practicing. The demo is available on PlayStation 5. And so I'm just practicing. And, you know, I'm actually going to be competing in my first Street Fighter VI tournament later that day on June 2nd as well. With a local tournament here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I just want to see how I fare, you know, that we have a really great esports scene here in the Carolinas. And so I want to see how I measure up with some legends out here.
And how about you, Andre? What are you playing these days?
Oh, man. You know, when I'm playing a game, especially right now, whenever I'm really, really invested in a project, especially when it comes to something musically, I try to be very careful with what I play because I'm very sensitive to those feelings that are evoked from a game experience. And audio is a very, very big thing for me. And, you know, I spend a lot of time in audio direction and sound design. So when I play a game, probably more so than I would say the average gamer, I tend to choose experiences that focus on audio as much as a narrative experience. And a game that I've been playing a lot recently, I've just been a really, really big fan because it brings back a lot of good childhood memories. And that's the Spider-Man game from the Insomniac.
Right.
The new Spider-Man series and Miles Morales has really been not just a great game experience, but also musically. They do something very different, especially with Miles Morales. And it's really inspiring for me to see that blend between different genres trying to merge not only different types of games and audio, but different types of cultures into one really seamless experience. And there's a lot that I think I can learn from that. And I've been trying to figure out how they capture that magic in the game to be able to apply it from projects that either we're doing together or that I'm doing solo. So it's an education opportunity as well as a really great throwback to my childhood when I used to play Spider-Man 2, you know, free swinging around the city for hours. And I love coming back to that now and finding a way to try and capture that magic again in you know, whatever I'm writing.
So I guess you could say then it all goes back to where it started.
Yeah.
I was trying to transition.
That's a good one.
Did you like that?
I love it.
Oh, did you? Oh,
it,
yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're listening to Fresh Tracks, 91.1 WHFC. The song was called Where It Started. It's a song by my very talented guests tonight, Andre Shulgach and Jarrell Hoover, a.k.a. Omega Sparks. He's finally with me on the show. They are makers of game-inspired music and so, so much more. Well, they're my artist spotlight tonight on the show, and stick around with me, please, because I've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this, I promise, minute and a half break, tops, minute and a half, maybe a minute and three quarters. We don't know. But we'll be right back with more music and conversation with Andre Shulgach and Omega Sparks when we come back. Well, you're very welcome back to the show here at listener-supported radio 91.1 WHFC, talking tonight with an old friend of the show, Andre Shulgach, and a new one, Jarrell Hoover, known far and wide as Omega Sparks. The sparks are flying here tonight. It's a fusion of rock, rap, and heart, baby. There's lots of heart going on around here tonight. For our second segment, I'm going to pull out some older cuts from you guys. Oldies, but goodies. Yeah, they're goodies. Assembled. And we were talking during the break. This was one of your first collaborations, right?
Yeah, this is the first track that I ever produced with Sparks in full. So before that, there was some work that we were doing together for a few different songs, but this was the first time that, you know, he came to me and he was like, hey, so doing this collaboration with Nerd Out, with the popular YouTube channel and Nerdcore channel nerd out. They do a lot of really, really cool game-inspired tracks. They release a couple a week, and many of them are still used in lots of different YouTube videos, and are spread all around the world. And he's like, "All right, you want to make the track?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that." He's like, I don't really know." And that was the first time that he was like, "You can do it." Like, he really pushed me to get out of my comfort zone and said, like, "You can do the track. You can make it. Do your thing. Do your best and just see what you can come up with." And the first draft of that track was, I think that was the first time I sent it over to him, and he, and Sparks was like, "Okay, like, yeah, we're on to something. Like, this is it. Yeah. This is it. Let's build on this." And yeah, remember, we got that one. It was produced pretty quickly, and then from then, I mean, Sparks, you took it and ran with it and stitched it all together with your performance, with Nerd Out's performance. I mean, that whole process was such a major milestone for us and our relationship and working with each other. Yeah. As friends, as music partners, as creative individuals, there was so much that we learned from that process. And I was so proud of what we did and how far it went. And the reception was amazing for it. I mean, it was like, it's probably somewhere around like 700,000 or 800,000 streams across all platforms. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So proud of it and so thankful that the reception was what it was. And just so grateful to what it did for our relationship and the projects that we did, you know, after, even up till today.
Well, you know, I think in our first segment, you know, we kind of talked about love letters, right? And this to me, this is a love letter to the Marvel Avengers series.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I loved the series.
You know, it's really about to write from the perspective of someone, or in this case, a character, is, as a lyricist and as a songwriter, is one of the highest honors to be able to encapsulate and represent a character, especially characters that are loved by millions of people, multi-generational, you know, like a Captain America or something. And it's the same type of professionality that Andre and I take when we work with video game companies and animation companies. They want you to embody the character that you're writing a song about. And so you have to really just be vulnerable and just think of them in certain situations where they got to rise to the occasion and be who they, you know, were meant to be. And so, you know, that's where that passion comes from, is to just really tapping into that character. And, you know, I have the tremendous respect for voice actors and actors. I'm a level one voice actor. I'm learning how to do it myself. But in the realm of writing music and vocal recording, I have that same level of passion of just really getting into the lore and the characteristics of who I'm writing for. And so, that's where that passion and that voice comes from, out of love and respect for who I'm writing for.
Symbol of justice and hope, we give evil against evil contenders. Off the temple, I crack the cranium, banging with a vibranium shield. For all of these battles, we're training our skills up. It's Captain America tearing up all barriers. It's enemies invade our hell carriers, weakening areas. Call me the Brooklyn Brawler with these New York knuckles. I hear the rally cry for my team, yeah, we won't buckle.
I'm the only only one holding on to the mighty and mystic magic, the only unworthy. With rhymes colder than the Bifrost, if I'm crossed, I'm taking your life force and I'm breaking it harder than Tigers when I'm sloshed. Just one thunderbolt, I clap them into smiles. He slayed the beat 11 realms, just have my name tonight. Father, forgive, I know exactly what I do. And God needs a thunder god, I shall avenge and slug through.
Stop me. Go fast. You see the momentum is top speed. Into your building like it's a party. If you step into the way, I stomp your head into the concrete. Leap into the battle, the ground will rattle. This ain't better. Green is on the scene playing patty cake with a tank cannon. These powerful punches can penetrate. This ain't brand new. Want to flex, you better get stretched like my pants do. So strong, I'm ripping up your entire army. Cause my forearms are bigger than your entire body. I'm a certified monster with a bad attitude. And you don't really want to see what happens when I'm mad at you.
Darkest hours, with your back against the wall, can you feel the power?
This song, Assembled, from my very talented guests tonight, Andre Shulgach and Omega Sparks. Got this one released to me 2 years ago, right? 2 years? And they're talking to me tonight about their newest upcoming album called Overdrive, which is soon, fellas. It's soon. It's June the 2nd, right?
Yeah. And right around the corner.
So here's my question. Where can people go to see this body of musical goodness?
Digital platforms will host the album. You can also purchase it from a website that Andre and I created, overdrivealbum.com, and you'll be able to purchase the vinyl and the physical CD versions, or just the digital version.
Wait.
Of the
vinyl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we'll be having those. Yeah, that's coming down the line.
That's great, because I can't tell you, I mean, vinyl around here at WHFC, it's made a resurgence. So I'm really glad to see, you know, that people are outputting vinyls, because you know, that to me, that shows, you know, you guys are kind of staying on top of trends right here, you know?
Yeah.
So I love a physical possession of something, you know. Yeah. To me, you know, if I had a CD, and I have too many CDs, I got to get rid of some of these. But vinyl, you know, vinyl kind of just harkens back, you know, to that yesteryear, you know. And no, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Please go ahead. And you were saying it's going to be out on vinyl, or is there a CD physical release as well?
Well, we're gonna try our best to have the physical CDs available on June 2nd as well. Actually working on that later tonight. And so we're gonna try to do that. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be available on vinyl. And we're just really, really excited about the music. And yeah, I grew up playing vinyl. You know, my dad had a vinyl, you know, he had an entertainment system where the vinyl, the record player was a part of the entertainment system back in the day. And you know, my mom had like a crate full of vinyl. I used to just play, you know, everything from Michael Jackson to Earth, Wind and Fire and stuff. So yeah, I just fascinated with records, and, you know, my parents would threaten me like, you better not scratch my record.
People still like those tangibles. You
yeah,
know?
We want to,
they do.
It's another way to extend the soul of the project,
right?
You know, outside of, you know, some of the modern streaming platforms outside of Spotify or Amazon Music or iTunes, Pandora, it's easier to have that like physical connection and that experience with the music itself when you do have that physical, you're holding it in your hand and you're able to listen to it in that vinyl form. That's something that we definitely talked about earlier on that we want to get. And it's definitely going to be the other thing is the reason is once you have it, it's also something that we can use as like a statement, as like a physical memorabilia of the project itself. It's almost like taking a prop from a film that you worked on and being able to put that prop on your shelf and say, I remember all those memories of back when I worked on that project, and having that physical interaction with it can really, really make it easier to have those memories solidified. So that's going to be really, really a powerful way, at least even just for me personally. I know that for me, it's going to be a really powerful way to remember so many aspects of this project in so many ways because of having that. And it will also be, for me, it would be the first project that I ever worked on that would have a vinyl copy available. So, you know, also really excited about having that too. So, you know, maybe a couple, you know, little selfish reason there to have the vinyl.
But no, not at all. No.
Just really excited about it.
Powerful memories. Powerful memories. And powerful heart too poured into this next song. And Jarrell, I want to kind of just turn the floor over to you. And we talked a little bit about this over the break because there's only so many songs that I've had on Fresh Tracks. Can't think of very many that actually have moved me to tears. And about 6 years ago, I almost lost my mom to a massive ischemic stroke.
Oh my gosh.
And, well, I don't want to say too much more, but I'd just kind of like you to talk to me a little bit about this song, because this is a personal song for you. And it's called the 2020. So,
yeah.
2020 recap. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, 2020 recap. You know, for a lot of people, for basically all of us in our own way and in our own personal lives and in our families, 2020 was a rough year, you know, with COVID and everything. And, you know, George Floyd, losing Kobe Bryant, you know, losing famous actors that we grew up with, you know, to COVID and just, you know, cities being on lockdown. You know, may we never forget, you know, the people that we've lost. I lost my mom in 2020. And I lost my mom at the end of 2020, December 20th. And it's just weird because I remember talking with my mom through the whole year about the year and, you know, just personal conversations of, you know, a lady and her son coping with the world changing because of COVID and everything that 2020, all the hardships and challenges that 2020 presented to us. And then at the end for me to lose her, you know, I just remember all the commentary, you know, just between the two of us. And so I just really wanted to create a song that really encapsulated, you know, the passing of my mom, but also how rough 2020 was for all of us. And this is what really like made Andre I just thank the world of him. I was actually, you know, as an African-American man, I was going through a lot of emotions dealing with the George Floyd death by the hands of, you know, Derek Chauvin, the former police officer. And I didn't really have the right words to articulate how I really felt. And Andre, being a great friend, created a track and gave it to me basically as therapy. Like, hey, you know, I want to do my part to help, you know, one creative friend to another. Anything you want to say on this record, you just say it. And it was such a beautiful gesture. you know, from one artist to the next. I ended up using the track to encapsulate 2020 and the passing of my mom, not just how I felt with the George Floyd situation. And so, yeah, a lot of emotions, a lot of weight and baggage behind that song. But for everyone that heard it, and then the singer on the chorus, Courtney Shea, she wrote the chorus. And after I kind of poured my heart out to her on the vision for the song, and it was amazing. She wrote the chorus to me, basically just ministering to me as I was going through grief and despair. She basically, I'm exhausted. And that encapsulated 2020 for me. I was exhausted mentally. Mm-hmm. I was just a rough time for me.
I think that really encapsulates the essence of the song really well. I mean, Sparks, I appreciate your words. It really was for me as well. You know, my family has gone through its fair share of tragedy, and you know, while it wasn't in 2020, I mean, as of recording this, May 4th, this marks the 8th year anniversary of my father's passing today, and I had a connection to the song when I was writing it, because I was imagining if it was a song being written for my dad. And I think that was probably one of the main factors that helped me get it right, for lack of a better word, because I didn't want to screw it up, because I was like, I know how important it is to get this right. And I'm just glad that I did. That song, I think, really changed the way that we work with each other, Sparks and myself. Right. And I think that really set a new chapter in what it means for us to collaborate with each other. I think we understood each other on a much deeper level at that point. And, you know, we were comfortable stepping a little bit further outside of just the music and saying, hey, like, you know, what is the soul behind the projects that we work on together? You know, the right. conversation started shifting away from just how can we make really good music, but it's like, how can we make music that really touches people?
I'm trying to find the right words for 2020. Why there's protests and lockdowns in my city? Forgive me, cause it's the first rhyme I wrote since my mom's death. Heart racing fast, trying to catch my breath. Hold on, man, I'm weeping to keep my soul strong. I'm crying out, tears are breaking through the ozone. Like Bozeman, arms crossed and fists to the chest. We lost some real superheroes that showed us our best. That started movements like John Lewis. Human rights have been birthed from heroes like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like every week we had a bombshell. First, Carol Sutton, Charlotte Pride, now Dawn Wells. Heart goes out to everybody fighting COVID, and nurses working in hospitals, it's overloaded, and children daily dealing with depression, it's tragic. Lunch by themselves, gotta go to class, do a tablet.
So exhausted, but at least I ain't lost it. So much going on around me, but please let me know you're with me. So exhausted, in a world so heartless, don't know how much I can take.
Tell the three girls named Gianna. The first we lost in January, wanna give her honor.
creativity forever will live in me. We hail you a hero, even with your mad villainy. Wish I had answers when your life was in jeopardy. But diamonds are forever, you'll always be next to me. But there is no greater bond than my love for your mama. Calling up on the night for you, wishing that you would respond. We couldn't wait for 2020 to end. Before another second with you, I would live it again.
Songs that'll move you in every sense of the word. That's what we play here on 91.1 WHFC. And I want to thank you for listening in case you might have missed some of the newer tracks tonight from Andre and Jarrell. We're going to kick off our third and final segment once again with Ready. So get ready for our last part of the show after this quick break. Stay with me.
Skills back against the wall, I'm showing you who's real. Stepping in your grill, ready for the thrill. Hungry like a wolf, I'm going in for the kill.
Yeah, this battle's mine. I train and grind over the road, travel the globe and face my foes. Overcame the dark, the gold, and mark my soul. Unlock the cold, heart of gold, my spark is bold. Electric synergy, send it to any enemy. Discover what's in me, meditate in this energy. In the heat of the fight, I found my identity. Throw your best at me, you still never get rid of me. I'm walking through these old town markets, looking for a worthy opponent, a new target. On a world tour, weather, wind, or beating, I'm reaching my limits, seeking for fighters in every region. Yeah, we're world warriors, daily feeling glorious. Long as we don't put on ourselves, but victorious. So let our fists do the talking now. Let the announcers speak up and let's start the round. Cause I got to fight, will, hustle, skills. Back against the wall, I'm showing you who's real. Stepping in your grill, ready for the thrill. Hungry like a wolf, I'm going in for the kill. Meditate, destiny's in your face. Slow your heart rate, get a groove in your pace. Nothing else matters, get your soul in the state. Thank your ancestors and all the ghosts of the grace. Fight for your life, hold your positive images. Keep your pride limited, it ain't nothing to scrimmage. With the fire up inside of you, come bleed it and finish it. Release it to the world and watch it come back, replenish you. Feeling all this energy, crossing up to infinity. With the martial arts, I found it from my identity. My fist, whole millennia, going back to millennia. To be with me and we can be free forever, we limitless. Feeling all this energy, crossing up to infinity. With the martial arts, I found it from my identity. My fist, whole millennia, going back to millennia. To be with me and we can be free, we limitless.
The song is called Ready from the new album Overdrive. The new album is set to release on June the 2nd. Right, guys?
Yeah, that's correct.
Coming up.
That's right.
It'll be here before we know it. So here's, you know, where I get a little bit philosophical in the Fresh Tracks segments. And you guys have been doing this now for a while. You know, you guys are seeing really a lot of success. What do you tell that musician? Because we got a lot of different people here at WHFC. What is it that you guys tell the young budding musician that wants to do this for a living? Like, where do I start? What do I do? What's your best advice, knowing what the both of you know now about this industry, which is incredibly competitive, right? What's your best advice to maybe that young one just starting out, that student?
Take the power away from the fans. And what I mean by that is really, you know, I'm writing a book. It won't be out anytime soon, but, you know, I really have a heart for up-and-coming music artists. And one thing I tell them is there's three life cycles to a song. You know, there's the celebration phase. Hey, guys, I just created something. I just did a thing, right? The second phase is marketing, you know, getting on radio, podcasts, Spotify curators. And then the third life cycle is licensing. And so, you know, if you're still finding your fan base and, you know, you don't have a large fan base yet, okay, well, build it up a little bit, then move on to the next phase in a couple months and, you know, get great relationships with music directors and DJs. And then in a couple months later, try to pitch your music to some sync reps, and you, what you'll find out is on one of those three life cycles, you're going to find success. And just know that your music is three-dimensional. It's not one-dimensional. You don't have to live and die by the old way of album sales anymore. You can write your own narrative once you really understand how your music can make money for you. So that's what I would initially say to a music artist. Your music is three-dimensional.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that. Andre, how about you, man?
Yeah, I mean, everything Sparks is saying is absolutely spot on. He is my mentor when it comes to sync licensing and understanding royalties and really how to make your music.
That's a big thing
for you. Yeah,
that's a big
massive
thing. You know, protect your IP, right? Protect your intellectual property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even know really how to get it out there. You know, and I think that, you know, for somebody like me who's still, I consider myself pretty relatively new to the music scene. I am at a stage where, you know, I and this changes every year just based on the projects that I'm working on. But, you know, I don't really know exactly what my sound is yet. I'm still fine tuning, you know, my identity as an artist and as a musician. And this is something that, you know, I've really been thinking about for a long time. And what I know has worked really well, and something that I should have done sooner, is being bold. Being bold and willing to step outside of my comfort zone to be able to create something that is a more honest expression of myself. And I have been, I don't know why, but I've had these worries of rejection in the music, or fear that somebody might not like the song. And it's not until I start making different types of music that I never have made before with artists I've never worked for, and showing it to artists and listeners and seeing it going places that I never really thought were possible, that I realized it really doesn't matter so much,
right?
If I'm like that, I'm holding back, or that I'm afraid to try new things. I should have been doing that all along. And to be honest, I'm going to give a shout out to the artist Jacob Collier, who is a massive inspiration of mine. He's an incredibly talented musician from the UK. And I got to see him live. And when I saw him live, it completely changed my perspective. I think I saw him live. I'm bad with time right now. It was last year that I saw him live. And when I got to see him on stage and seeing how free he was in expressing himself musically through any way he could, he loves learning new instruments and just experimenting with new ideas and also experimenting with his voice as an instrument and not being afraid to take his voice and turn it into something that is transformative of the pieces that he created. And he was actually one of the reasons why I started that. He was the one that kind of planted that idea in my head of, hey, maybe you should start putting your voice on tracks. Maybe you should just start getting out, you know, get outside your comfort zone and stop being so scared of being creative and writing. And what I definitely encourage artists to do, especially new artists, is, again, it just comes down to be bold. Don't be afraid to experiment. Figure out what types of music you like, but don't be afraid to mix it up. Don't be afraid to start making music that you never thought you would even have an interest in, because you never know where you can end up. And that's a really, really important part. Experimentation is a really important part of finding out who you are as an artist.
I really want to thank my two amazing guests, my artist spotlight tonight, my old friend Andre Scholgatch, and my new one, Jarrell Hoover, Omega Sparks. Thanks so much, guys. I'm loving what I'm hearing. Keep doing what you're doing. And send me more stuff. Send me even more stuff. Okay.
You got it.
We'll meet right back up here again next week, I promise, where we listen to local and regional talent. I'm Matt Terry. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.